Piccadilly Jim by P.G. Wodehouse. Chapter 1. The residence of Mr. Peter Pett, the well-known financier on Riverside Drive, New York, is one of the leading eyesores of that breezy and expensive boulevard. As you pass by in your limousine, or while enjoying 10 cents worth of fresh air on top of a green omnibus, it jumps out and bites at you. Architects confronted with it reel and throw up their hands defensively, and even the lay observer has a sense of shock. The place resembles, in almost equal proportions, a cathedral, a suburban villa, a hotel, and a Chinese pagoda. Many of its windows are of stained glass, and above the porch stand two terracotta lions, considerably more repulsive even than the complacent animals that guard New York's public library. It is a house that it is impossible to overlook, and it was probably for this reason that Mrs. Pett insisted on her husband's buying it, for she was a woman who liked to be noticed. Through the rich interior of this mansion, Mr. Pett, its nominal proprietor, was wandering like a lost spirit. The hour was about 10 of a fine Sunday morning, but the Sabbath calm which was upon the house had not communicated itself to him. There was a look of exasperation on his usually patient face, and a muttered oath, picked up no doubt on the godless stock exchange, escaped his lips. "Darn it!" He was afflicted by a sense of the pathos of his position. It was not as if he demanded much from life. He asked but little here below. At that moment, all that he wanted was a quiet spot where he might read his Sunday paper in solitary peace. And he could not find one. Intruders lurked behind every door.